going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Ethos Nest podcast. This is your host, Cody Mallory. I am joined by my two co-hosts, Anthony Dittmar and Joe Farrow. This is moments after we just watched the Nets fall down 2-0 to the Boston Celtics. Pathetic in the fourth quarter. Pathetic by Kyrie Irving. Pathetic by Kevin Durant. So I will not ask you guys how are you doing. But how are you feeling about the Nets in general right now?
Every role player came out to play today for the most part. The only people that sold are Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Steve Nash. I'm sorry, Steve Nash is – I'm not even going to hold it back. Steve Nash is a fucking joke.
I agree. We've defended Steve Nash all year long, but he refuses to make any fucking adjustments, and it is the worst. I can't deal with him. It's hard to come up with words because the Nets had that game. And like
they're up 17.
You're up 17 and you can't even come up with plays to get Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving an open shot. And granted, the Celtics defense is phenomenal. But it's like at some point you've got to be able to drop a play that will get your stars open shots. And it just didn't happen all night long.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not even – yeah, Steve Nash, sir, not a great coach, 100%. Zero adjustments. He didn't do anything different tonight than he did last game. Except he's put Bruce Brown on Tatum, which kind of caught the Celtics off guard. But I'm sticking it on Durant and Irving. Like, I'm sorry, but there were shots in that fourth quarter where they were getting open and they were just missing. And forget missing shots. Durant is the reason why the Boston Celtics got back into this game at the end of the second half. He kept turning the ball over. They wanted an 8-0 run off his turnovers, and boom, they're right back in the game. Still like, sure, Steve Nash, great coach, no. Did he do anything tonight to help the Nets win? No. Did he hurt the Nets? Probably. But I'm so sick of what I'm watching from Kevin Durant. I mean, Kyrie Irving was tremendous in game one, but he was horrible tonight. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. He can't dribble a basketball. Like, sure, the Celtics play good defense, but I'm sick of hearing the Nets are struggling and they played bad tonight because of the Celtics defense. Like, I watched Durant basically dribble the ball so far away from his body that I could have stolen it from him. Or he basically dribbled the ball out of bounds. Like, he didn't realize there was two guys on him and he gets stripped for a wide-open dunk. Like, it's just careless, man. Absolutely careless. And I don't think it's fair to put all the blame on Nash. Like I said, he's definitely not helping them. But they're still coming off screens and they're getting open looks. They're just missing. Especially in that fourth quarter. They scored 6 points in the first 10 minutes. When they were up 5 points going into the quarter. The most important quarter the Nets have had since the Bucks game 7. And that's what they do. Pathetic. It's just pathetic. I have nothing else to say besides that it's pathetic.
Yeah.
That was the worst game I've ever seen Kevin Durant play myself. Like, only thing comes to mind is when he's up 3-1 of the OKC in the West Finals. I don't think he was in that bad. Like, every shot he went up, I thought it was, like, a miss. Like, I just assumed it was a miss, and it was. He had 27 points. Don't let that deceive you. Like, it was the ugliest 27 from garbage fucking time free throws. Every shot he took was a contested long two, or even the shots he usually gets are misses. Kyrie didn't even touch the ball in the fourth quarter. Like, it was just a freaking joke. Like, I don't even understand what happened. No adjustments. Steve, like, Goran Dragic should have been in the way sooner in the third quarter. He doesn't even come in. Like, oh my God. I'm like mind boggled. Like, I don't understand what he's doing here. Ben Simmons needs to play game three is the first thing I'm thinking. I think you need to make some rotation changes too. Like maybe take LaMarcus Aldridge off the bench or Blake Griffin for a spark. You lose Saturday, the season's over. You're not coming back for 3-0. It never happens, and it's not happening now.
Yeah, and I mean, if Ben Simmons can't play game three, cancel his fucking ramp up because don't play him game four.
I don't know. I tweeted that out after the game. Simmons isn't ready for game three, which he's playing full court 5-on-5 contact with the Nets in practice. Like he's ready to play. I'm sorry. It's now or never. If he doesn't play game three, just shut him down. There's no point.
There's zero sense of urgency out of this Nets team. That's just what it is. And I'm not going to be surprised when they say that he is not playing in game three. And it's like when you watch the Nets right now, they do not deserve to host two playoff games. They don't whatsoever. It was a sorry excuse for a performance after you started off so well and you just let them climb back in over and over again in the second half. It's just, it was sad. It was disgusting. It was probably one of the hardest halves we've had to watch in the second half. And that's saying something with this team. So I'm like, they don't deserve to play another two playoff games.
It was pathetic. Kevin Durant, Kyrie tonight, 8 of 30 with 8 turnovers. The rest of the Nets team was 27 of 46 with only 6 turnovers.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
The rest of the Nets, like, they played, the role players showed up. And I was always told role players don't travel in playoff games. They don't play well on the road. They play better at home. The role players played pretty well the first two games of the series. And it took Kevin Durant being horrible in both games and Kyrie being horrible in the second game. The Nets played 9 players again tonight. I mean, Kessler Edwards barely played. But out of the 9 players that played for the Nets tonight, only 2 shot below 50% from the field. And yes, they were both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Everyone else shot above 50% for the Nets tonight. Bruce Brown, I mean, we're real negative here, as we should be. Bruce Brown was great. Curry was great. I thought Drummond played much better tonight than he did game 1. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The Nets lost.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say. Honestly, I'm just so disgusted. Like, obviously, we're all Nets fans before. Like, we just, like, obviously, drop your furniture and all, but it was just really disgusting. Like, I don't think any of the games in the Milwaukee series was as disgusting as that game. Like, game 3 was the only game they folded and Kyrie got hurt. So kind of, like, you just expected it. Like, game 7 and game 5, at least they were in it. Like, they played well. Like, game 5, they won, obviously. Game 6, at least they're in it. Game 7, like, it ended sad, but, like, they were in that game, too. Like, this was just, like, they were up 17. That felt like the most unsafe 17-point lead I've ever seen. Like, you think when the role players are going off, you up 17, like, you're going to win that game because you think Katie and Kyrie is going to cook up and hold the lead. The way they were playing, I had no confidence. And, like, the end of that half, got down to 10. I'm like, that 10-point lead is going to go by the time the third quarter starts. That's exactly what happened. It was – I can't believe it. I've never seen Kevin Durant back-to-back terrible games like that. He's shooting, like, 31% from the field of the series. It's a joke.
He didn't make a shot, a field goal in the entire second half. He was 0 for 10. And I believe he had 4. I'm pretty sure he had 4 turnovers. I have zero confidence going to game 3, by the way. I don't care if they're playing in Boston, if they're playing in Brooklyn, if they're playing in Mars. I have zero confidence in the Nets right now. Zero.
I feel terrible to anybody who paid for those overpriced ass tickets for to go to game 3 or 4. Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I think we're looking at a good chance of a sweep.
I do too. Because what can we expect to change? When has Steve Nash ever come out and made an adjustment that would give us confidence that he's going to do something to make the Nets play better or get the Nets better looks? Or like, and what's the likelihood that we're going to get all these role players having such incredible games for us again just for it to be squandered tonight?
Like, all I can say, I am huge on my back.
No, it's just like, it's like, but the craziest thing is, it's like, we don't, like, we know Steve Nash isn't going to make any adjustments. And really, the Nets lost off a last second play in the first game and just a monumental collapse in the second game. Like, the Nets are 3 or 4 plays going differently in this series from being up 2-0 and we are over the moon. But it's just like, it's just the Nets don't have that luck that we need to have. It's just, it's rough, man. Like, there, I don't know what else we could really say.
Yeah, I did. Honestly, game 1, though, they kind of deserved after, like, coming back like that. This game, they didn't deserve it. Like, even though they're up 17, they did not deserve the game at all. Like, it was just repulsive. Like, it was just, that's the only word for it.
And that's why any chance to come back in the series, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant have to be ungodly shooting the ball. I think that's the only chance.
I just wonder why they drive more. I don't get why they don't drive.
Like, am I missing it? Have they ran like a single pin down for Durant on the block coming up to the elbow? Like, they ran that all season. I don't think I've seen them do it once. And I'm so sick of Durant bringing the ball up. Like, I just know he's turning the ball over, so stop doing it. I don't know, like, maybe have someone else initiate the offense. Maybe Dragic plays kind of that James Harden role last year with Irving and Durant on the floor. I don't know. They got to try something. But like you guys said, Nash hasn't made a damn adjustment all year, so why the hell would he do it now?
Yeah. Just like, we have zero confidence right now, and there's no reason why we should. And that's all we could really say.
And one last thing, I think we're going to be wrapping up relatively short here. I don't want to hear or see anything from the press conference today. I just want to put that out there. The Nets have been saying, oh, we didn't play with intensity, we didn't play smart, we didn't do this, we didn't make adjustments all year, and they haven't done it yet. So, like, I don't care what they say anymore. They have one last chance to show us that they're serious about the season, and it's Saturday. They lose Saturday, it's over.
Yeah.
Simple as that. The series is over. The season's over. It's a colossal failure. Barely sneak into the playoffs. Most likely get swept or lose in five in the first round to a team that I would say many feel you're more talented than. You just got out-schemed, out-hustled, out-intensified, and boom, you're going home early.
And it's absurd when you really look at the schemes that Ime Udoka is running.
Yeah.
And you see that we didn't allow him to coach to his full ability because we're still running the same shit that we ran last year. And Ime Udoka is coaching his basketball team to an absolute T. So, and it's like, they're only running eight guys. And we have the more skilled and better eight guys. There's no doubt about that. But yet, Udoka's team is outworking, outclassing, and just outplaying the Nets.
Yeah, I mean, the Nets showed tonight, and I would even say last game, that their role players are better. But Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been better than Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Something that no one expected. But anything else you guys want to discuss? Or
I just want to say that we all said that we wanted to play Boston first round.
I mean, to this day, at this point, I still think Milwaukee's a better team. But, yeah, it's not absolutely eating our words now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the same. It's a bit rough.
I mean, if you told me that we got the numbers tonight before the game from the role players that the Nets got, I would say, okay, the Nets are going to win by 15. And they pretty much damn near lost by 15. I know it, I think it ended up being 7 or 8. But it wasn't a 7 or 8 point game. The Celtics ran away with it, and then it was just garbage free throws at the end.
Yep.
So, all right. Thank you for listening to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Anthony, Joe, and Cody. Game 3 Saturday, do or die. I don't know. We're out of hope, but let's go Nets, I guess.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.